Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Good Dad's Guide to Pregnancy, Honest Advice, Funny Stories, and Practical Wisdom for First-Time Fathers by Ben Clardy is a practical non-fiction guide aimed at first-time fathers who want to stay involved during pregnancy without need medical expertise or polished parenting credentials. Based on the available description and reviews, the book combines week-by-week guidance, real-world observations, and humor to help expectant dads understand what pregnancy can feel like from the partner's side of the experience. Its purpose is not to present a clinical manual, but to make the months before birth more navigable, more understandable, and less intimidating for men entering fatherhood for the first time. The book appears to focus on support, communication, avoiding unnecessary conflict, and preparing emotionally for the shift from partner to parent. Its appeal lies in treating pregnancy as a shared experience while keeping the tone readable, light, and grounded in practical use rather than theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a first-time father perspective that keeps the guidance grounded. The result is a tone that feels accessible and non-judgmental. For a category often filled with overly earnest or highly technical pregnancy books, this perspective lowers the barrier to entry and makes the material easier to absorb. It also encourages active participation rather than passive observation, which is important for first-time fathers trying to find their role during pregnancy. Secondly, humor is used as a teaching tool, not just a stylistic device. This matters because a humorous tone can make a guide more usable in practice. Readers are less likely to abandon a book that feels conversational and human. In this case, the comedy appears to serve the larger instructional goal by making support, communication, and patience feel approachable rather than burdensome. That balance is one of the main reasons the book stands out in its category. Thirdly, week-by-week structure turns pregnancy into manageable stages. A week-by-week approach also reinforces the idea that pregnancy support is ongoing rather than occasional. It suggests that a good dad is not only present at major appointments or milestones, but consistently attentive to changing needs. That is an important message for new fathers, because it connects preparation with sustained involvement. The structure helps readers anticipate emotional shifts, practical adjustments, and the everyday realities of being a supportive partner throughout the pregnancy. Fourthly, support for a partner's physical and emotional needs is treated as a central responsibility. This is also where the book becomes more than a basic primer. It pushes readers toward a more collaborative understanding of pregnancy, where support is active and relational. The mention of avoiding arguments in the available reviews suggests that the book pays attention to the emotional friction that can arise when both partners are tired, anxious, or uncertain. By framing support as practical behavior, not just good intentions, the book gives readers a realistic model for being useful during pregnancy. Lastly, preparation for fatherhood is linked to communication, balance, and confidence. The emphasis on confidence is important, but it is not framed as overconfidence. The book seems to encourage a steadier, more grounded kind of confidence, built from awareness and participation. That makes it useful for readers who want to be good partners now and capable parents later. It also helps explain why the book is likely to resonate with men who prefer direct, usable guidance over theory-heavy parenting advice. In conclusion, Good Dad's Guide to Pregnancy is best suited for first-time fathers who want a readable, non-technical, and emotionally honest guide to pregnancy. It should also appeal to partners who appreciate a light but still practical approach to the months before birth, especially readers looking for advice on support, communication, and avoiding unnecessary conflict. The book's main benefit is that it makes pregnancy feel more understandable and less intimidating without stripping away its seriousness. Its humor is not a distraction from the content. It is part of the method that helps the advice land. Compared with many pregnancy books for men, this one appears to stand out because it combines a relatable first-person perspective with week-by-week guidance and a clear focus on the partner's experience. That mix gives it a useful position in the category. It is more approachable than a medical handbook and more practical than a purely comedic read. For readers who want a guide that is honest, useful, and easy to keep reading, it offers a strong balance of instruction and readability. If you'd like to support Ben Clardy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.